Acts chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost was come, we were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. A few verses in John 12. Verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper. Martha served. Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, anointed the feet of Jesus, wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Lastly, in the book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, chapter 5, verse 11. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified. Middle of verse 12 for brevity. And with 120 priests, sounding with trumpets, came even to pass, as the trumpeters and the singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. When they lifted up the voice with the trumpets, cymbals, and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, He is good, His mercy endureth forever. And the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. There was a remark made this afternoon in our Bible reading that has brought those scriptures before me, just to pass on a very short word this evening. And it was this: are the conditions right? Are the conditions right? Are the spiritual conditions suitable for God to bless us? Well, in those three scriptures, the Spirit of God will present to us conditions spiritually right for God to come in and bless. Our Bible reading this afternoon, for those who were not here, was in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, in connection with the Holy Spirit revealing and communicating spiritual things by spiritual means. Hear the deep things of God. And it was said that the Spirit of God is not only an influence, as some say, but He is a divine person. And He dwells in your heart and mind. And He takes up the things of Christ and shows them unto us. Thank God we're not left to natural resources. And this, we have a little picture of the Spirit of God moving in the midst of God's people when conditions are right for blessing. You will notice in the Acts here, chapter 2, wonderful day this, the day of Pentecost, the 50th day, the day when the Holy Spirit came down from heaven. Christ was formed. The assembly was formed. Wonderful day, wasn't it? The body of Christ was formed. Conditions were suitable for God to come down. The power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is still in the sea. And he still dwells in your heart and mine. And he still delights to take up the things of Christ and make them precious to our hearts. Chapter 1, we have a glorious man living here going up into heaven. Chapter 2, we have the Holy Spirit of God coming down to heaven. I want you to notice some of the conditions, the spiritual conditions. When the Spirit of God came down to Pentecost, it says they were all of one accord, and they were all in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Notice where the sound came from. Mind you, this is a very noisy world we're living in. This is the right sound, isn't it? It's a heavenly sound. You ever thought of it? It was a sound from heaven. All the noises and the sounds today. They're not of heaven. They're of earth. This was a sound that came down from heaven. You know, it gives me joy and delight to read through the Acts of the Holy Ghost, if you like. We're in continual touch with heaven, aren't we? Chapter 9, we have the Apostle Paul's conversion. What happened then? It was a voice from heaven. He saw a vision from heaven. You remember in Peter's case, the sheep came down. Where did it come from? It came down from heaven. I think there are about 26 expressions from heaven in the Acts. Here they were, one place, one accord. This sound came from heaven, and it filled all the house. The river of God is full. God is not content, you know, with half measures. You remember when the Blessed Lord was here? In John 2 today, he says to them, in relation to turning the water into wine, fill them up to the brim, get them up, not filled. God's standard. Things might be filled. He wants you and I to be filled with the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians, Paul's second prayer, that we might be filled with the fullness of God. That's God's standard. Things might be filled. And you know, God never lowers his standard. We lower the standard. God never lowers his standard. The standard's high. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit. If we read through the Acts, we see men under control of the Holy Spirit. Men who were filled by the Spirit. Stephen, Philip the Evangelist, motivated, guided by the Spirit of God. Commendable men, full of grace, full of power, full of the Holy Spirit. They moved in relation to God's praise and God's glory. Why? Because they were under control of the Holy Spirit of God. Conditions right. The conditions were right here. I want you to notice. I want you to notice at the end of verse 2. I want you to notice one word. They were sitting. They were sitting. We're living in a day when we can't get people to sit. That's what's wrong. It was raised in the Bible reading. Brother George said that. And if you don't sit at the Lord's feet and read the word, you'll not be able to stand in testimony for God's glory and praise. Scripture says so. And they were sitting. Sitting. I were living in a day of movement. Continuing movement. But oh, there's a blessing for those who find time to sit at the Lord's feet. How often the Word of God has to correct us and say, be still, and know that I am God. Sit still, and you'll come to a woman who took pleasure in sitting at his feet. What a wonderful message this is. This is God's dwelling place. House of God is a spiritual house. Of course it is. It's not stone and lime. It's spiritual. God's house is to be filled. But my house may be filled. Filled with what? With people such as you and I, sinners saved by grace. The Spirit of God is worked with. And you have a divine nature, the divine capacity to enjoy these things and to appreciate them. They're given out in the power of the Holy Spirit. Ah, this is it. The house of God, the spiritual house. Where he's known, where he's loved, where he is worshipped. With the touch of this from Brother Mormon, spiritual sacrifices. I was thinking this afternoon about spiritual things. We were speaking about spiritual things. God has brought us to a spiritual house. He has blessed us with all the spiritual blessings in Christ, in heavenly places. He's provided for us spiritual food. 1 Corinthians 10. They all ate of the same spiritual meat. They all drank of the same spiritual rock, and that rock was Christ. Of course it was. And if you and I are going to offer up spiritual sacrifices, we've got to feed upon spiritual food. Because he provides the spiritual sacrifices and the spiritual songs. And with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Conditions are there. Conditions for God. Conditions for us to give God the glory. I was thinking about the woman in the well here. The people thought she was out of condition, so she was. But you know, when she came in touch with the Lord, she was conditioned, all right? And what a revelation she got. Revelation of the Father. Father seeking worshippers to worship him in spirit and in truth. No, God's house is filling fast. The music and the dancing is going to be filled with people. My house might be filled. The elder son was out of condition, wasn't he? Couldn't go in. Are you in? Go in. My, the music and the dancing. It's not the sounds of this world. It's spiritual. It's spiritual. It's going up to God as a sweet snug savour. Well, there's much more could be said. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak. I'll leave that scripture. I said I would leave room for another speaker. Draw your attention to the conditions in our home where Martha was. Well, we've seen here the place was filled. Filled with a son from heaven, filled with the Holy Spirit. In the next house, Mary comes out with a precious oil. It was very costly. And he says, the odor, it filled the house. It filled the house. It filled the house. Ah, the conditions was in. What it must have been to the Lord's own heart. I was thinking about Martha, you know. We need the Martha's too. Speaks of service. Lazarus communion. Then we have Mary. She sat at his feet. She was a worshiper. And we need to sit at all his feet. But Martha gave him all her attention and her appreciation. But you know, the thought here that fills my heart is that Mary not only gave the Lord her attention and appreciation, but she poured out her affection for him. Oh, I often challenge myself, where is my affections? David spoke about his affection, didn't he? We're linked up in the house of God. He said so. Paul went in Colossians, he says, set your affections on things above. For Christ saith, you was Mary, Our affections was right. Our affections was right. Filled with praise, we bow before Him. You and I filled with praise. As though we filled the house, we are all to sick up with it. And I'll tell you more. He appreciates it. He appreciates it. Well, the conditions were right. And the odor filled the house. Filled the house. And you come to the last scripture in Chronicles. Conditions were right. Priests were sanctified. They were set aside. There was 120 when the Spirit of God came down, Pentecost. There was 120 here in this house. And the trumpeters, the singers, were as one. I often think about Hebrews 3, where the Lord is the leader of the priests. And He leads out our hearts. He's not ashamed to call us brethren. And we join in with Him. And He leads out our hearts to the Father in worship and praise and adoration. Rise our hearts and bless the Father. Ceaseless song in here began. Endless praise and adoration to the Father and the Son. Father is seeking worshippers to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And the spiritual condition was here. And it says, and the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. Things were simple here. And the glory of God filled the house. You remember when Moses erected the tabernacle, when it was finished, conditions were right, not suitable, and the Spirit of God came down and it filled the tabernacle. Likewise, the temple, I think twice in Ezekiel we get the same thought. Glory of God filling the temple. We know that failure came in. Conditions not suitable for God. And He had to withdraw His glory. Pointing forward to the work of Christ. But there was added glory given to Him. Redemption glory. When He finished the work, when He went back to heaven, Acts 1 again, when that glorious man, the living Mary, went back, he stood gazing up into heaven and saw this man, the man of Calvary, going back into heaven. The 40th day, 10 days afterwards, the Spirit of God came down to him. But there were conditions. You say, in one accord. God finds suitable things, He can come in and bless us. Bless us individually, if we're suitable condition. He'll bless us household-wise. And He'll bless us assembly-wise, of course He will. And may we give Him all the praise and the glory, for He is worthy of it. So there we have a little touch this afternoon, given no doubt in the power of the Spirit. House was filled, Spirit of God. John 10 was filled with the odor of the oil. And in 2 Chronicles, the glory.